Good evening. Well, it may be the very early hours of the morning, wherever you are, or it could be just sort of late afternoon, or you may be on Mars, wherever you might be, but for me, it's about 8:30 in the evening, and I've been working on my... if you can hear that in the background, that's Eddie Izzard, best comedian in the entire universe, funniest guy ever. Working on my computer a little bit, and right now I'm trying to figure out what I need to do about memory on my PC. I need to do another video and sort of update where I am with my computer components, because I've been trying to update on YouTube the process of building the computer. I know I've got my family and some friends that are kind of interested in seeing how it works, and my problem is, being as indecisive and as stingy as I am, it takes me forever to figure out this stuff because I'm trying to avoid compatibility problems. I don't want to have to return anything, or at least I want to return as little as I can get away with. So I'm being very, very careful, which tonight means that I've busted out all the documentation on my motherboard, and I'm figuring out what the best option for RAM is going to be, and I'm not quite sure yet. So I want to do at least 8 gig of RAM. I know this is terribly exciting, but if you've never really thought about it, building a computer is not really that hard, and it can be a very good alternative to putting a lot of money into a store-bought PC. It's not by any means easy, but it's not necessarily it's not insurmountable. There's quite a learning curve, but I think that most people that explore the possibility of building their own computer are a bit surprised to learn that it's not as complicated as you might think. There's certainly a lot of research that needs to be done, and a lot of understanding behind the compatibility of certain components. But really, when you get down to it, there's only a handful of really hard choices to make. And you've got a lot of options out there that are really flexible and can give you a really damn good computer for significantly less than you'd pay for it in the store. The computer I'm building will be pretty slick by the time I'm done. Definitely not, as you might say, definitely not a god box. Not you know, the most awesome computer ever built, but certainly much better than what you would get in the store for, say, $1,000. Which $1,000 in a computer today is a substantial PC. That's well above what just the average, you know, person checking email or whatever. I'm building a computer that can really handle some pretty severe graphics, because I am desperately wanting to get back into doing very regular high-resolution digital paintings. I'm wanting to get back into working with video at high resolution. I'm wanting to. I mean, I'm putting a Blu-ray burner in this thing, and I've got not one, but two pretty hardcore graphics cards that I'm going to actually be setting up in Crossfire, so that it'll double well, not necessarily double, but it really improves their speed. It'll be pretty slick when working in After Effects and Photoshop, and I'm pretty excited about it. It's gonna be badass. The really expensive stuff I've already got, but the most expensive stuff I have left is probably. Well, obviously, I've got to buy Windows 7 for it. I've still got to buy a graphics card, and I'm going to get a new 24-inch monitor, so I'll have two monitors. I'm geeking out a little bit tonight. I know it's not my usual sort of ramble, but I'm pretty excited, and I'm going to get back to it because I'm running out of time, and I hope you're having a wonderful evening, a wonderful day, afternoon, morning, Wednesday, wherever you are.